Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Cintron on The Fan, Absolute Cintron on a weekday, a weeknight. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got Double A behind the glass. What's good?
What's up?
A lot to talk about. Nets lose. Knicks win again. Will the Mets make a move? Will the Yankees do anything? And football around these parts sucks. Even when you win, you lose. That's for the Giants. As far as the Jets go, what a disaster. Just brutal. I'd rather watch Pee Wee football on a Sunday morning than watch that crap in white and green. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Get destroyed by the New England Patriots, and the Patriots could have won 100-10. Could have won 100-10. If Bill Belichick was the coach, we know he would have ran the score up to 100. It was that simple. It was that easy. Everyone was catching passes. Tom Brady could have came out of the booth and thrown 5 touchdowns against this team. Now, I feel bad for Aaron Glenn. I know Paul Rosenberg said, don't feel bad for these guys. They make a lot of money. They're fine. I feel bad. First-year coach. Brought in, first of all, he should never hire Steve Wilkes. Everyone knows that. What a disaster that was. I mean, I could have told him that along with many others, but he hired him. That was a failure. They're bringing Justin Fields. That was a failure. They should have pulled the plug on him a long time ago. How many years has my man been in the league and he's scared to throw the ball on the field? Yes, scared. And then he's got a Fugazi knee injury. And then he doesn't want to play. So they go to the third string because the second string is always hurt in Tyrod Taylor. Garrett Wilson out since October. Oh, and he's still the leading receiver for the New York Jets. I mean, could it get any worse than that? Oh, yes, it can. It definitely can get worse. Here's a funny, disgusting stat at the same time. The Jets have lost 4 straight games by 23-plus points. First time since 1972. Here are the other teams that did that. The 72 Patriots. The 1954 Washington Redskins. The 1934 Cincinnati Reds. Yes, Cincinnati Reds. Not the baseball team. There was a football team called the Cincinnati Reds. And the 1923 Orang Indians. Who? The Orang Indians. Yeah. Yes, there was a football team named that. It's that bad. It is that bad. Oh, and there's more. No interceptions through 16 games. The previous record was 13 games. 4 recorded turnovers through 16 games. A record. Previous record, 7 games. No 400-yard receiver. First time an NFL team had 0 400-yard receivers since 1974. It gets worse. No QB on the Jets has thrown for 10 TDs for the 5th time in 6 years. The Jets had the least amount of first-half net passing yards, 742, of any team since 1980, not including the 1982 strike season. Disgusting. I wouldn't blame any Jet fan to say, to hell with this, I'm a free agent football fan. I wouldn't blame any Jet fan if they did that. My sister's on the verge of doing that. Then you add the embarrassment for the young lady, Ashley, who they said, nah, you can't kick a field goal. Had her hopes up. Then she said no. Then they tell her, you know what? We messed up. No. You didn't mess up. The outcry of people that destroyed you guys is what made you change your mind. She didn't get it. They should have gave her the money anyway because they screwed up. At least half of it. Say, you know what? Our bad. The Jets' record since 2016, 49-115. Again, since 2016, 49-115. Now, again, I feel bad for Aaron Glenn. This is not what he signed up for. Or maybe it is. It's the Jets and Woody Johnson.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's the Jets and Woody Johnson. This organization is a joke. They make the Wilpons look like the gold standard of winning. The Jets are a joke of a franchise. And I root for the Jets, besides my team. I root for the Jets. I want to see them do good. I have Jet friends who have lost hair at such a young age rooting for this team. I have Jet friends who invest money in season tickets to watch this crap. To watch this horrendous product. To invest their time going to that dump to watch that dump of a team. Every year thinking, maybe we can get 8 wins, 9 wins. My dumb ass took them to get over 4.5 wins. I was wrong. I'll get into my top 5 2025 stories, New York sports stories of the year later on, since my last show of 2025. Now, no quarterback. But I think Aaron Glenn and Muji had a hand in this quarterback. Obviously, Muji, but Aaron Glenn was in on it. Justin Fields failed. Garrett Wilson, unfortunately, out since October. Had no one to throw the ball to. The offensive line was good. Now it's meh. And the funny thing is they're the only unit to play every game this season. Most in the NFL. Breece Hall, his tweets, deletes, tweets, deletes, tweets, deletes. He doesn't want to be here anymore. They should have traded him at the deadline. You traded Quentin Williams. You traded Ahmad Gardner, who's another one. Tweet, delete, tweet, delete, tweet, delete. When you have to say what you've done stat-wise all the time, probably not a good idea. 1-7 with the Jets, 1-7 with the Colts. Now you have the third pick in the draft right now. They're the 3 slot, according to Tankathon. Number 1, Raiders. Number 2, Giants. Number 3, Jets. If it stays as is, and Dante Moore comes out, which, by all accounts, what I've read, he's not going to come out because Oregon's going to pay him a boatload of money to stay. But I think if he wins a national championship, that he will come out. Now, some people think this draft class is not as good as what next year's will be. Well, we heard the same thing the year before. The Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders draft. We heard the same thing. Next year's draft is better than this year's draft. There was a bunch of guys in college that we had high expectations for quarterback-wise who have fallen off the face of the earth. The kid from Clemson, the kid from LSU, the kid who transferred to UCLA, Drew Adler. There's a lot of guys that everybody thought, hey, these guys are going to be first-round picks. No. It's not happening. But if the draft stays the way it is. Raiders 1, Giants 2, Jets 3. And I'll get into the Giants in a little bit. There's only one thing for the Jets to do if they want a quarterback, and that's if it's Mendoza and Moore 1-2. And the Giants are doing a smart thing by keeping all the options open. Again, we'll talk about the Giants later. The Jets are going to have no choice but to trade up. Now, do I think Aaron Glenn deserves to keep his job? Oh, by the way, there's another stat. The last four games that they've been destroyed by 23 or more, they've been outscored by 107 points, minus 107. Largest deficit in league history. I mean, it's pathetic. And I was rooting for Aaron Glenn. Liked him as a player. This has gotten worse. Do I think Aaron Glenn should keep his job? I hate to say it. I was like, no, it's not a good thing. And I feel bad for him. He's lost this guy. He's lost that guy. The hand he's been dealt has been horrendous. That part you can say about the hand he's been dealt. But the lack of effort is telling for this coaching staff and for this coach. The lack of effort. The quitting. No pride. I've only seen one guy with pride out there, and that's Breece Hall. Because he wants to get traded. He wants to get paid as well. But down 90 points, he's still running hard. I'll give him his props because he deserves it. He's put up big numbers this year. He's been the only bright spot for the Jets. The only. In a season that's been hell. Been worse than anything under Rob Saleh. Now, I wouldn't go as far as say Richie Kotite because, I mean, those were clueless times for the Jets. I was young, but I remember those were dark times. Multiple. This is 1 year. Now, again, the Jets have a history of hiring all defensive coordinators to be head coaches. Hasn't worked out. Hasn't worked out. So, who do I think should be the Jets' next head coach? If it's not Aaron Glenn. And I hate to do that. Because, again, the hand that Aaron Glenn's been dealt. Trading away guys. Having third stringers and fourth stringers and nine stringers in there. Justin Fields quitting. Yes, he quit. I don't care about his knee. Oh, my knee. He quit. He quit. He pulled with Roberto Duran. No mas. He quit. Who do I think should be the next Jets head coach? I'll let you know after the break. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron and the Fan back after this.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.